Hello?
Hello, is this Eric?
This is him.
Hey, Eric, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You had spoke to one of my representatives, John, a couple months ago about the first page placements of Google. Do you remember him reaching out to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He took a leave of absence here. He had some family issues he had to go to, but he wanted me to kind of call you and see where you were at on this. I know when you guys talked last time, you were doing a little bit of Home Advisor by Angie's, and you were kind of just getting everything going, and you had told him to call you in about a month or so. So I was just reaching back out to you and seeing how things were going with their USA Power Washing LLC business as of right now.
It's going really good.
Nice.
Eventually, see, my problem all these years, Google won't let me,
get verified, correct?
Won't let me put up a business listing. It keeps saying my account is suspended for suspicious activity. And I read all the guidelines.
Yeah.
I read them all, and I'm following them all, and I email them, and they say they still can't get me up and going. They say, you have to follow the guidelines. I'm like, what guidelines am I not following? And they won't tell me. So
yeah,
it's stuck because I could have been on Google all these years, nailing jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't, and they do a great job of telling you what you did wrong too. So they typically just give you a generic, AI generated email where it's just like, you're not verified type deal, right?
Yeah. And I don't get it. They just won't tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's where we can help you. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm pretty sure John told you he's a very professional guy here. I was actually under him. And I know that he probably told you that, you know, we're a premier Google channel partner at the end of the day. So this is the closest thing that you actually get to Google. We can submit all your information out, and then we can kind of say, hey, why isn't our client getting verified for USA pressure washing? Or power washing, I'm sorry. And then they'll actually come back and say, oh, hey, we need an X from him. Or, hey, we need this. Right. So I don't know what happened when you did the verification, what you were missing. I'm not saying that you were missing anything. I'm not saying that you didn't do everything correct. And Google was just like, nah, I don't know about this guy. But that's where we can kind of come back and we can help you there. Now, you know, the Google verification and getting you up on the first page of Google, it does take a little bit of time. So I know John did talk to you about, you know, Facebook ads as well. While we're doing that and helping you there, we will help you on the other side where we can start to retarget people who are searching for your services on Google. Now you can be in front of your customers, and while Google is, you know, being worked on, we could still get you jobs that are contacting you directly. So that way it's just not like, hey, I'm just waiting for Google's verification at that point, right? We could start to push your name out there as well. Okay.
Okay.
Is that something, did you remember the pricing structure that he gave you here?
I don't.
Okay. So I'm going to do something here. Typically we don't do this. So I'm actually going to keep what he gave you last time, and it was actually a special from when he reached out to you. So currently right now, like if you go to our website, our packages for something like this is usually $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. He gave you a special for $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So I'm going to stay true to that. I don't think it's fair to you. So I'm just going to say, hey, let's go with that price that he had quoted you first. And that price would actually be grandfathered in for you for the life of you having the service with us. You would never have to pay the higher premium price at the end of the day. Does that make sense?
How much was it again?
So it would be $249 month to month, $249 month to month. We do $100 of that goes to your Facebook retargeting campaigns. And then he had a $99 setup fee that just covers like the programming and everything with the Google Business Profile itself. So the first month would be $348, and then it would only be $249 month to month, no contracts.
Okay, so if I chose not to do the Facebook remarketing thing, would that save me $100 a month? Because I would be able to afford $150 a month, just not, I don't think I'd be able to afford the $250 and keep it going.
Gotcha. So what we do is we actually credit you $50 from that. So technically we take $100 out of it, but it's a credit from us as well. So what I can do here is I can reduce the rate, but it would be $199 for the Google Business Profile on a month to month. And if you're willing to come on with us today, I can actually give you a sweeter deal and I can waive the setup fee for you. So really, it would just be $199 to get started, and then month to month after that, it would just be $199 to maintain your Google Business Profile and keep programming it for all the services that you provide to that first page placements of Google.
Okay, so does this come with a website design as well, and I can, or?
The website design, it's really just like, it's going to be a basic one. It's really just going to be like a landing page for you. If you would like to do that, I can throw that in there for you. That's not a problem. But it's not like it's not going to be like a full on website type deal. I thought you had one with usapowerwashing.com.
I do. But there was only like a small change I wanted to make to it. It's just like the look of it bothers me a little bit with only a couple, like one small thing on there. So I would want to keep the website the exact same because I built it and everything, but there's just like one small thing that I would see if you guys were able to fix, but I don't even know because I would.
What did you build the website on?
GoDaddy.com.
Oh yeah. We wouldn't be able to do it.
You'd have to do a whole new one.
Yeah, because it's on a different platform. So websites aren't interchangeable to go from platform to platform. So, I mean, we can give you advice on it, but we wouldn't be able to go in and do anything for it. You could ask my tech team and they would be able to do that and say like, oh, you can, you know, do it this way or you would need X, Y, and Z for that. But they wouldn't be able to go in and change it because they don't have access to a platform like that. We have our own platform. That's why.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I'm on your website right now. I mean, I know to you, it's like, I want to change this. I'll be a straightforward. I've seen some websites. Your website looks a lot better than most people's.
Okay.
I've seen some where I'm like, did your five-year-old make this or what? Like, but yours looks pretty good. It looks professional. Yeah, no, it looks good. You got the concrete wash seal. You got the roof treatment, the patio deck fencing. You also do window washing, truck and trailer fleets as well. Do you? So you do truck and trailer fleets. Are you doing any type of car detailing as well, or do you just do the truck and trailer fleets?
Only just exterior truck and trailer, but
okay.
I might be getting out of that. I just leave it on there just in case I can score a good one. I don't really like go for them that much. Because it's not even that much money at all. I'd rather do a residential and get it over.
Gotcha. Yeah, the money's in the houses for sure. That's bigger deals.
Right.
Okay.
And it's just better.
No, absolutely. And it's easier for you too because now you're just one house. Like, you know, if you got a truck and trailer fleet that you got to do, then you're there all day and you're like, I could have made this on one house.
Yeah, and like, I've had to drive them and back them in. And
oh,
like
really? Man, they give you authorization to do all that too, huh?
Yeah, the one I only had one truck and trailer fleet that I did for a moving company, so I don't have any. It's just it was only one that I had, and I was maybe I can get more. But I'm like, I want to get out of that because I don't really have a mobile setup. I have to hook up to their water and most like places.
I see what you're saying.
Don't have a
water source. Yeah. That's why it's beneficial to go to the houses because they have their own they have their own water source that you hook up to, correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, I can do the $199 month to month. We can waive the setup fees. I know you guys talked about the Facebook ads, but I mean, let's just get you in the foot in the door. Let's help you out with the Google listing. Once we get you verified, if you want to program yourself for Google Ads, I mean, Facebook ads later on down the road, we could always cross that bridge when we get there, if that's, you know, something you want to do.
Now, here's a question. All right, sure. So say you guys get me listed on Google.
Okay.
And I'm on. Will I have access to all that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And it's month to month. So once we do have it and we have it up and running, let's say you just like the service and you stick with us for 6 to 12 months. And then you're like, man, that was a good service. But you know what? I really don't need the service anymore. And you want to cancel that GBP, that Google Business Profile, we actually turn that over to you. And that'll be yours for the life of you being in business. We don't take that down.
Oh, so I can, if I decide I want to not use you guys anymore, I can, mm-hmm. I can still stay listed on Google and mm-hmm. I can
absolutely
have all access to that.
Absolutely. It's yours.
I mean, dude,
at the end of the day.
Might be worth it just to get on there, man. Damn. I haven't been able to get on there.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, right? So, like, we deal with a lot of companies, like, you're not alone at the end of the day. So what happens with Google is that they facilitate their clients, and then they facilitate, which is like, you know, the Coca-Colas of the world and the Nikes, and then they facilitate the Google Business Partners, which that's who we are. So they have their hands full, and then when a small business like yours, and it's sad to say, but when a small business like yours comes on and they're like, hey, I can't get verified, they're like, man, we have all this other stuff. We're going to send you this generic email, and then you have to figure it out on your own. Where with us here, we handhold you through that process. You have a tech team where they're like, hey, we're going to need X, Y, and Z from you. We're going to make sure that this is going to go. And if it doesn't, we could always reach out to Google and say, like, why is he getting flagged? And then we can get some answers, and we could be like, oh, hey, Eric, you didn't take a picture of your tools or something like that. You know what I mean? And then we can send that in. And that way you always have that communication with a live person. You don't have to do everything by AI robot emails or chats or anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let me see.
Yeah.
So, let me think here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So today I would have to pay you the $199, or pretty much $200. So $200. And what would be our next steps after that? We would just the business.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the next steps after that was I would book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Depending on how your schedule looks, I can do that as early as today. And I have availability for later on in the day here. I would send everything over to my tech team. We would reach out to you, do an onboarding call to kind of figure out, hey, what have you sent over to them? And then let's kind of pick up where you left off sending everything out. After that, we would actually go to work right then and there. I mean, we're going to work right after the call anyways to get everything up and running for, like, your keyword phrases and everything like that where you would like to be listed for. And then we're just going and submitting everything out, reaching out to Google and saying, okay, how can we get this verified for him? Because he needs to be up on Google. He's reached out to you guys multiple times. He's tried to get your verification multiple times. What's going on? And then, like I said, they'll be able to give us a straight answer at that point to say, like, hey, he needs this. After that, then it's programming once you're listed, and it's continuous programming. So anytime somebody searches, you know, pressure washers near me or pressure washing companies for back patios or houses or anything like that in your area, you would pop up on that first page placements of Google, so people can just click to call you directly.
Okay. Let me see. So if I – you guys think you'd be able to get me up on Google pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's the verification's going to take the longest because, again, so something's – there's a roadblock there. So we got to do the investigation. We got to figure it out. So I would say this. If you were to give us at least, you know, a two-month verbal agreement, we would be able to get you verified and up on the first page placements of Google for all the services that you provide for us. But at the end of the day, too, I always say this for our clients, it's month to month. So if you're not satisfied with something, at the end of the day, there's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. If you ever did feel like you wanted to walk away from the service itself, you would just give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, and then that's it. You get to keep everything that we built for you at that point. So putting you on like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple is going to just help you. If someone is searching off of Google, you keep those listings, and then you also get to keep your GBP once it's verified as well, too. But the real profit's going to come when it's on the first page placements of Google at that point, right? And you know that because, like you said, you've been trying to get there. Right. So,
right. And yeah. It's like, come on, man. It's outrageous. I've been in business 7 years. And
yeah.
I did the verification video. I did the verification code. And
okay.
And then they're just saying it's suspended for suspicious activity.
Yeah. So there's something that, like I said, at the end of the day, I can't just say like, hey, this is what it is, Eric, because we have to like reach out to them, and then we're going to have to do a lot of legwork to just be like, hey, what's going on here? Go back and say like, okay, you did the verification, but what did we miss to kind of give Google the red flag of saying like, you know, and it could just be something really minor, really minor. So, and then you might say like, oh, I wish I wouldn't. They would have just told me that. I would have done that. So I've had clients that have tried to get verified for 8 months, and they've called me, and they're like, hey, I can't get verified. Can you guys help me out? And then we're able to get them verified, and then they're actually populated on that first page. Like I said, within the 45 to 60 days, they're verified and up on the first page with all the services that you provide. So if you're willing to give us at least a 2 month verbal agreement – yeah.
You really think I can be on the first page without advertisements?
Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah, we've done it before.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, it's what if that doesn't happen somehow?
What if it doesn't happen? Yeah, I mean, you can cancel. That's the thing is, like, for us, we're a performance-based company, so that's why we do the month-to-month, because we want to prove it to you each and every month. We're not locking you into a contract where even if you cancel, you have to pay us out X amount of dollars to cancel off, you know, the service. We want to prove it to you. So we do set up what's called a tracking system. You're able to see how well you're ranked. You're able to see, you know, what the listing providing for you in terms of searches, in terms of traffic coming in through it. But I mean, the biggest deal that you're bone to pick is to get verified, right? And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to help you get verified.
Because Facebook ads, I could do all myself. I've already done them, and I know I could do those, but so. All right. I mean, man, I'm willing to try you guys out.
Okay. The address.
There, man. I'm freaking tired of just not being
able to. Yeah. And then too, like your reviews and stuff like that. Like I'm sure you've been in business for what, 7 years now. So it's like you do quality job. You know, you don't get in business for 7 years from just doing a poor job. So, you know, you're missing out on all those reviews and people just finding what you do in your community there. So, the business name is USA Power Washing LLC, correct?
Yes, USA Power Washing. And that's like, there's a space between power washing, space, washing.
Perfect. Okay. LLC. And then the business address, are you located at the 245 Water Street? Is it Wadsworth, Ohio?
Pronounced Wadsworth, but
Wadsworth.
My address changed.
Okay.
I moved next door, so are you able to change that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever you're ready.
Because it's 243 Water Street, Wadsworth, Ohio.
243.
That's the business address. Where are you guys based out of again?
Wadsworth, Ohio. Perfect. We're based out of California in Fountain Valley, so we're actually right behind Google Building 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so when they don't answer, we throw pebbles at their windows, and then we say, hey. No, I'm just kidding. Not that close, but yeah. We've been in business for 19 years, so... like I said, we've been doing this for a long time and just helping people, and you're not alone. So, you know, I've had a lot of people who have been really frustrated, and I'm telling you, they don't make it easy for smaller businesses. And the most frustrating part is just is answers, right? Is not knowing like, okay, why can't I get there? So like I said, that's what we're going to help you with. So that way we can get you verified. And then after 7 years, we can celebrate that you finally have your Google Business profile here.
Right.
I know, right? Yeah. The business zip code is the 44281, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the number on the Google Business profile that you would like your customers to contact you at, is it going to be the 330-872-9274?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Eric, what's your last name?
Aberts. A-B-E-R-T-S.
A-B-D-R-T-S. Aberts.
A-B-E.
Oh, A-B-E. I'm sorry.
A-B-E-R-T-S. So it's pronounced Aberts.
I don't know where I got a D then. I'm sorry.
No, it's
and then, Ohio. Okay. Do you follow on Central Time or Eastern Time?
Eastern.
Eastern. Okay. I'll have some people that live like on the west side of Ohio. They're like, no, I'm central. And I'm like, man, you guys confuse me with being on that border of the central deal.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I've had people where they're in the western area. They're just like, no, I'm like, okay, so you guys are eastern. And they're like, no, we're central time. And I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm all, okay. I had no idea that even happened, but sounds good to me. Okay, perfect.
Right.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab everything from your website with all the services that you provide, but I know you kind of want to shy away from the fleet deal, so I'm just not even going to put those as something that you offer. It could just be if somebody comes across your website and stumbles on it, then that'll be how they would reach out to you for that. Does that sound fair, or do you want me to put you for that as well?
Sounds perfect, but can you add pressure washing into there? Because I feel like a lot of people search that, and I know they search both power washing and pressure washing, but can you put both power washing and pressure washing?
Yes.
And
you're absolutely right. I do the same thing. Like for my house, I'll type in like pressure washers near me or pressure washing companies near me instead of like power washing. But yeah, I'll definitely put that there.
Okay, cool. Because a power washer, I found out that pressure washing is just using cold water, and a power washer uses hot water. Which I could do both. So
I did not know that. That's a nice tidbit right there.
Yeah, that's the difference. But I just like power. It just sounds badass. It's like power washer.
Yeah, and it probably – so what's the difference then? I mean, I know in the temperature, but, like, in terms of performance, what do you think is better for – or it probably depends on what you're doing, but, I mean, right?
Yeah, hot water. You don't need to use hot water on houses or driveways or even decks, patios. You don't have to use it for that, but hot water is good for, like, gum removal or, like –
Gotcha.
Oil.
So like city work stuff type deal.
Yeah, which I hardly use hot water. It's rare that I use it. I just use cold water and chemical.
Okay. And then for your hours of operation, what do you want to be displayed as? Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.
to
4 p.m.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then closed on Saturdays and Sundays?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Some guys are open Saturdays, but I'm like, I don't want to get calls on my weekend.
Hey, that's why you're a business owner. You get to set your own hours, right? I mean, if you can, if they can call you Monday through Friday and they can book you on Saturday and Sunday, that's fine. But you don't, I mean, if you're with the family or, you know, enjoying yourself on a Saturday or Sunday, I'm sure, you know, you just want to enjoy it. You don't want to receive the call. So, yeah, that's definitely up to you. And if you ever want to change it down the road, you know, we can help you change that to make sure, like, again, like there's nothing that happens with the GVP there. So, Okay. So I got it. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to do this for the $199 month to month on that. For the first month's payment, Eric, how would you like to secure that listing? Are you going to do it with a USA Power Washing LLC credit card? Are you going to do it with a debit card?
A personal debit card.
Personal. Okay, so what I'm going to do then is I'm still going to send you a business invoice. So that way at the end of the year when you do your taxes, you can still write this off even though you're going to use a personal debit card, okay?
Perfect. Thanks, man.
Awesome. And then on the debit card itself, does it just have Eric and your last name on there? Or does it have a middle initial? Aberts.
Yes.
Aberts. Okay.
Yeah, it's just Eric Aberts in all capital letters on the card.
Okay. And then the street, the billing address is the 243 Water Street, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then 44281 is the zip code?
Yep.
Okay. And then are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard. Now, how can I know this is legit before I go give you my info?
Yeah, so I know John had sent you an email a while ago, but here, let me do this.
Email real quick.
I'm going to send you an email, but I know he sent it to you for the $249 month-to-month with the $99 setup fee. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you an email from me for the Google Business Profile.
Let's do that.
No problem. Yeah. All right. And then we're waiving the setup fee. So we got it right there. Waive setup fees. Perfect. Okay. All right. So I sent it to the email of service@usapowerwashing.com. Is that the email you wanted me to send that to?
Yes.
Okay, so I sent that there. It should come in as charliemolenkamp@localsplash.com with our name in the email. And then with the email, it's what we talked about, what we're going to do for you. So you have it right there. And the let me see here. Let me bring it up as well because that is sent. It has the pricing in there in bold letters. So pricing is $199 month-to-month for the pro package. And then it tells you everything that we're going to do in there as well. But the main thing is going to obviously be the GBP, which is the Google Business Profile for you.
Awesome.
Awesome. And then what I'm going to do here is... Yeah. No, absolutely. And then what I'm going to do is, so this is the process here. I'm going to take the credit card information. I'm not going to bill anything. I'm going to set up a security question for you. So that way we always know we're talking to you and you always know we're talking to us. So there's never any confusion there. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification that has your pricing set for the pricing structure at the $199 price. So you never have to pay anything more for the services that we talked about here. That's going to be on a recorded line that will be sent to you as well. Now, once that is done, the payment process for the $199 will go through. And then I'm going to stay on the phone while you receive a couple of text messages and emails. And then I'm going to set your onboarding call with you and my tech team so we can get working on this pronto for you as well, too. Okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. So you said it was a MasterCard, or did you say it was a Visa? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yep. Mastered.
Okay. I know the MasterCard starts in the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
5102.
Mm-hmm.
7779.
Mm-hmm.
1012.
Mm-hmm.
3404.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0925.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
759.
Okay. Perfect. Let me see here. Okay. And then the security question, you can have one of them. I have three. You could either have your mother's maiden name, you could have the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do for your security question?
first pet's name.
Nice. Okay, I like these ones. All right, what's your first pet's name?
Lucky.
Lucky. Was Lucky a dog?
No, it sounds like a dog's name, but it was our cat.
No way, it was a cat? That's hilarious. So I've been doing this for a while, yeah. And I only have 4 customers who has ever used a cat's name, and you're one of those 4. That's funny.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know. It's funny. Oh, my buddy actually had a fat cat. So, like, I would come over, and that thing would, like, barely move. And I'm like, man, what do you feed that thing? It's like, you need to take that thing out for a walk.
That was Lucky, man.
Was it? That's hilarious. I think the skinless cats look really weird, though. They freak me out. Like, my wife likes them. She's like, let's get a skinless cat. I'm like, no way I'm letting that thing in my house. Like, and I have a Doberman, too, so, like,
right.
The Doberman is not going to like the skinless cat 100%. So, okay. So, when we do call you, we will, time to time, always verify that it is you that's calling in, so that way that does unlock your account. So we will say, hey, what is your first pet's name? You're just going to say Lucky. That's going to unlock the account there. Like I said, that's just to reinsure that we're always talking to you, because we do have you here with some personal information that we don't want to talk to anybody else about, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Now, as promised, I'm going to send you the voice verification in to your email as well. I'm going to walk you through this really quickly. This is only going to take 2 minutes, but this will have 2 numbers in there. It's going to have our customer service number, and then it's also going to have my direct line that I'm going to give to you. So if you can't get a hold of, you know, any of the tech team, please reach out to me. I'll definitely start to push some buttons that I need to push if that's the case, okay? Which doesn't happen a lot, but we are a big company, so it does get a little busy here. So you always have access to me as well, too, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, sounds good. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
USA Power Washing LLC.
Perfect. And I want to say I do love that name. So that's a pretty cool name right there. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Aberts, owner and operator.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Eric, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I have a customer service number for you. Do you want to write it down or do you want to put it in your phone as Local Splash?
Yes, 1 second here.
Okay. Or maybe like put it in your notes, says Local Splash, and you could put customer service number, and then you could put Charlie with Local Splash. I'll give you my direct extension as well.
All right, I'm ready for the customer service number.
Okay. It's going to be 877-635-6225.
877-635-6225. Yes,
sir. Perfect. Okay.
And then your number?
That's the number that we're going to contact you for our customer, for our onboarding call. My number is the same number, but with extension 203 on the back end.
1 second. What was the extension?
203.
And what was your name again?
Charlie. Like Charlie Brown.
Charlie. And then your last name?
Mullenkamp. It's going to be MUHLENKAMP. And all my information is in the email that I actually sent you over as well, too. So if you open that up, all my email address is going to be at the bottom, my phone number, direct extension, and then my name as well, too. So you'll have two forms of that.
Awesome.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Yeah, so this is
one more time.
Yes, so no, it's okay. I'll explain this. This is so that you're not paying for something twice. At the end of the day, we want to be able to perform this effectively for you. So if you're like, hey, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to email Google on this. Now it might conflict. So we just want to make sure that all of us are on the same page. So if you're like, hey, what's going on with the GBP? Just let us know what's going on. And then just call us. And then that way we could all be on the same page. Nobody's like really stepping on anybody's toes. I'm not saying you can't get in there and do anything. We actually like that. But we just want to make sure that it was you that was doing it. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 30th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th in the amount of just $199. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Eric, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number that you have there to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to set up the onboarding call for you. Excuse me. Do you have availability later on today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your schedule like? So I have a availability for you at 12, at 1, at 2, or if you want to go to 4, 5, and that's about it.
Let's do 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock, perfect. Okay, I'm gonna send that over to you right now. I'm gonna send it in a Google Calendar, okay? And then everything went green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to the family. I do say we're a family here because at the end of the day, we treat you like one. That 877 number, if you need any help with anything, adding, taking anything off, please utilize that number. That's why we're here. That's why we're helping you get that Google Business Profile verified and then published as well to that first page placement. You should have received a couple of text messages. And you'll receive the invoice straight to your email. There is one text message that's going to come in, and it will say, Eric, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here to accept terms and experience, or is it the subscription? It says, please click here for the subscription here. So you'll click that. It'll bring up the terms of experience page. That's what I just read off to you. On the bottom, there's going to be 2 checkboxes there. There's going to be a SMSs. Just in case you don't answer, we can send that text message to you. And then there's going to be a card authorization holder is you. You're going to type your first and last name. You're going to hit confirm, and it's going to take you to a username and password login page for Local Splash. Let me know when you get to that point right there, okay? No rush.
Where, Where's that, the email?
In a text message. It should have came in text message for you.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Thank you for choosing. Looks like you sent a copy.
Yes,
so,
that one right there. So if you click that link.
Click that.
Yep. It's going to take you to the Terms of Experience page. Like I said, that's what we're going to do for you. That's what we read off to you for the Google Business Profile itself. On the bottom, there's going to be two checkboxes. You're going to click both of those. That's just SMSs and that you're the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to type your first and last name, and you're going to hit confirm.
All right, 1 second.
And then let me know when you get to the next page, which is going to be a username and password. And I can give that to you.
Oh, yeah. Quick question about the service.
Sure.
Are you going to be able to get me listed in my area in multiple cities?
So not with the Google Business Profile, it's a radius. So it'll do your area, and then it'll go as a radius. That's why I said when you're going to do multiple cities, that'll come of a form of advertising where we would have to do either the Facebook, but you already take care of the Facebook. So what I would do if I were you, I would run a retargeting campaign through Facebook, and then that way it will target everybody that's searching your services in your mile radius.
Okay, so it'll just be, what's the biggest radius that you can do?
It'll probably do about a 15-mile radius because it's on the map section. So that's where it's going to be. Google pulls from local businesses as of right now. Now, if you want to expand that, then like I said, you would have to either do Google advertising, which is above the map section, or it would be a form of like a retargeting campaign through Facebook, typically within a 50-mile radius. With the Facebook campaigns, it actually really does well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and just get started with this, and then we'll figure all that out.
Yeah, that's what I said. Let's get the foot in the door here. Let's get your GBP up and running, and then once you're happy with us at that, we could always talk about helping you expand your conversions with the Facebook ads as well.
All right. So, I see on here it wants me to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Agree to receive SMS messages, so I'll agree to that. And then
yep.
I certify that I am the authorized holder and sign. So yes.
Yep.
And then click here to type your name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the date. All right. Confirm signature.
Okay. And then you should be getting, like, you should be on a page where it says username and password.
Yes.
Okay. So the username and password you should have received a text message for. So it's typically going to be the username is going to be your phone number. And then you'll see right after your phone number on that text message, it'll say password colon. And then it'll have that password right there where you can log in. Now, once you log in, there's going to be nothing there. It's going to say, hey, we're working on your account. Give us a couple of days, but after that onboarding call, you'll start to see activity happening where you can track everything there. You see that text message? It should say local splash colon welcome.
Yes.
Here are your credentials.
Yep, I'm in. I'm in the, oh. I logged in already.
Oh, perfect. You're fast. All right. Sometimes I got to walk people through like, this is what it says. So good.
Yeah.
I sent you an email here. With your invoice, I also sent you an email for a Google Calendar invite. We're going to be contacting you here at 2 p.m. For the onboarding call. I'm going to get working on this so I can send it over to my tech team. So when they do the onboarding call, they're ready to rock and roll with you, and we can start to get working on your Google Business Profile and getting it verified, okay?
Perfect. And on the onboarding call, will it be I'll be able to, like, choose – what I want the listing, the business listing to say, like pressure washing, house washing, commercial and residential.
Yeah. We're going to be able to list you for those categories. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I'll call you there. I'll call you with one of my representatives. That way I can introduce you to them so that way it's not awkward when they call you. But we are going to call you from the 877 number there, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you at that point. Okay, Eric?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you in a couple hours here, okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
Okay. No problem. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.